From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Miami-Dade County's Sea Level Rise Task Force published its final report this week, including a list of recommendations to the county. Arsenio Millian owns a civil and environmental engineering firm and served on the task force. He says if the recommendations are not implemented soon, the effects of sea level rise will have real long-term consequences for the community.
The insurance companies have made it clear that if this is something that is going to be happening on a more and more frequently, they will not be able to insure as we understand it to be today.
In addition to encouraging the county to work with insurance companies, the task force is calling on county officials to consult experts to create roads, bridges, and pump stations that can adapt to rising sea levels. Other recommendations include studies of flood damage reduction and support for Everglades restoration. Delray Beach leaders are holding off on plans to create a citywide ban on the sale of dogs from puppy mills. The Sun Sentinel reports commissioners have decided to ask the city's legal team to make sure such a law would be constitutional. Commissioner Adam Frankel was concerned the ban would single out the city's lone puppy store. The law was designed to promote adoptions from rescue organizations while protecting animals from living in unsanitary conditions. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.